The Libertarian Party is among the minor political parties which see an opportunity during this year's presidential election. With both major party candidates struggling with high negative ratings, some voters may seek alternatives. Tom Mullen, a local writer who has contributed to media outlets like Newsweek, The Washington Times, and Huffington Post, covered last month's Libertarian Party National Convention in Orlando. He shared some insights with WBFO.
I can tell you, though, that the energy there was very high. And I went to the Republican convention 4 years ago. And other than the Ron Paul people who were supercharged, I mean, the rest of it just looked like what Rodney Dangerfield might call the dance of the living dead. I mean, just totally would put you to sleep. You know, very skewed older. And the Libertarian convention was very high energy. And there were older and younger people there. They're not all millennials or anything like that. A lot of people have been in the party since it's been around. But I think the excitement was there. Everyone sensed, you know, something's happened. We have an opportunity here to make a big leap forward because of the unpopularity of these other candidates.
All right. So at the convention, Gary Johnson once again was nominated as the presidential candidate, correct?
Yes.
He was in 2012 also.
Yes.
And William Weld is the vice presidential candidate?
Correct.
Tell me about these two guys.
Well, Gary, I've interviewed him several times in 2012 and once at the convention this year. Gary is kind of a guy who was in the Republican Party. He was a two-term governor of New Mexico, and he found his way to libertarianism, you know, without reading a lot of theory. And he's very criticized for that by hardcore libertarians that say, oh, he's not a real libertarian. So he's kind of moderate, and he's more of a common sense kind of guy. So he's very popular. He's a very easygoing kind of person and somebody who's very likable.
Any poll numbers at this stage of the game?
Yeah, he's polling in double digits when put up against – when his name is included. And that's, I think, where he's making most of his emphasis is that, hey, you've got to put my name in these polls, because he came out with a poll where he polled at 11% when his name was included against Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. And then there were 40 more polls that didn't even include his name. So if you don't ask people, of course,
right,
they're not going to know. So – most of the polls that he's included in, he's in double digits, and he needs to get to 15% in order to get on the debate stage. So that's the first hurdle he's got to cross in order to be a real force in the election.
And obviously, there's a lot of dissatisfaction within significant portions of each party toward their candidate. And I'm just wondering, on both sides, whether it's right or left, is there a spot for libertarian philosophy?
I think it is. And Gary Johnson often says he thinks most Americans are libertarian. They just don't know it, especially more like him, because he's not dogmatic. He's not looking to come in here and completely change America. He's looking to get the ridiculous things that government does out of the way. And as far as the two candidates, you know, Donald Trump just every day gives somebody a reason not to like him. So it's pretty easy. Where you're just not going to hear this kind of thing from the Republican Party. The Libertarian Party believes in open borders. You know, the country was built by immigrants. Immigrants helped the real free market, not the controlled Republican market where we bail out Wall Street when they need it and we have all kinds of regulations that keep competitors out. And on the other side, I think you could say a lot of the same about Hillary Clinton's taking a lot of money from Wall Street. And between her and Donald Trump, if you really get past Trump's crazy rhetoric, she's more aggressive on foreign policy. She is talking about, and like a lot of the Republican candidates did, a no-fly zone over Syria where we shoot down Russian planes. I mean, that just is crazy to most people.
And Tom Mullen, if we wanted to read more from you, well, where could we go? What can we do?
Well, I've got a blog on Huffington Post. You can find links to my articles everywhere at tommullen.net, whether that's, and I think my latest Newsweek article is up there as well. So,
all right. Tom Mullen, appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me on.